Okay, so tell me about your comedic destructive animal.
It's a toy that comes in all type of animals.
And
it destroys stuff like paper, things, and wood.
You mean like a recycling machine?
Yeah, and it just destroys like plastic bottles and stuff.
Right.
And it tells jokes as it's doing it.
So it's chewing up a plastic bottle, turning it into what? What does it do with a plastic bottle?
Transmits to your recycling bin.
So it sort of pulps it, ready for recycling?
Yeah.
Okay. Could it turn it into something useful?
That is useful.
Well, no, it's just plastic mess isn't really useful. Could it actually be recycled into something else?
It recycles.
Yeah.
But it recycles paper into stuff, but nothing else.
What does it turn the paper into?
Turns the paper in, like, it kind of recycles the paper into, like, more paper.
Right, okay. So take a newspaper, let's say.
Yeah.
And it chews it all up, makes it into pulp, turns it into recycled sheets of paper that you can write on.
Yeah.
That's good. So what could the plastic bottle become then?
Plastic, what? It just becomes...
Plastic's nasty stuff, isn't it? Because you can't... Yeah. It doesn't biodegrade, does it? It just stays in a landfill. Mm. I came across a really interesting invention the other day. Can I share it with you?
Yeah.
This bottle is made out of this kind of special plastic that knew when the bottle was empty, and if you ran it under hot water, it disappeared. It's like a special polymer. So you know sometimes you can buy washing up tablets that look like little plastic bags, and then you put them in the washing up, the plastic disappears. This bottle was made out of the same sort of plastic. So it had a kind of like, it had a memory in it, and it knew when it was empty, and then when it was empty, you ran it under hot water, and it just became this gel. And if you collected the gel, in the cap of the bottle were a couple of flower seeds. You emptied the flower seeds into the gel, and the gel became like soil, and you could grow flowers out of the plastic bottle. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Maybe you could do something like that. Okay, so it's in the shape of an animal. Can you choose whatever animal you want?
Yeah.
So I might have like a pet dog recycler, and the dog is going to tell me jokes whilst it's recycling, and then it's going to give me nice clean paper to draw or write on. That's a pretty good idea. I'd buy one of those. How much is this thing going to cost?
Quite expensive.
Quite expensive. Do you think it's going to be able to be purchased by lots of people then?
Yeah.
Not too expensive for people to buy, but...
It's going
to
be like £150.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. So, and will you be able to get it in Sainsbury's and Tesco's and things, or will you have to go to a special shop?
I have to go to many different shops.
Many different shops. Oh, you haven't really thought this through, have you? You're going to make it deliberately expensive and difficult to get hold of.
Not difficult to get hold of, but deliberately expensive.
Oh, okay. To give it a kind of status, you mean? And,
yeah.
Okay. And you want to make a website advertising this product.
Yeah.
So the best thing to use, I would suggest, is Weebly.com. So shall we have a look at that now together?